Iowa's first congressional district covers 20 counties in the northeast part of the state and includes the cities of Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, and Waterloo. One of the things that sets it apart from the other three districts is that roughly 37% of the voters have identified as no party. Chris Larimer is a political science professor at the University of Northern Iowa. He says there are other factors that make the first district different.
The vote share is imbalanced, the number of no-party voters is imbalanced, and it is, in the past, a district that has gone Democratic. You know, if you look back to 2014, Rod Blum won by 6,000 votes out of, I think, over 300,000 that were cast. So it was the closest race in the state, and, you know, I would expect it to be close again.
Larimer says the race has the attention of groups like the Democratic Congressional Committee.
This district is one of the top 10 most competitive as far as the vulnerability of an incumbent. I think Roll Call a couple of weeks ago had it as the number two most vulnerable incumbent of all 435 seats across the United States.
The incumbent himself, Republican Rod Blum, who is just finishing his first term, admits that to win re-election, he'll likely have a fight on his hands.
President Obama won it by 18 points in 2008, and he won it by 14 points in 2012. So, yes, there always has been a target on my back from the day I won the election by Washington, D.C., and the Democratic National Committee. Of course, they want this seat back, and since it's a Democrat district, they've come after me hard since the first day I took office.
Professor Larimer says Blum's success or failure to be reelected rests squarely on who shows up at the polling place.
We know that when a presidential electorate shows up for this district, it goes Democratic and does so quite convincingly. So that's another element that adds to the challenge. It's not just party registration, it's not just an increase in turnout, but we know that it's an increase in turnout that is favorable toward a Democratic candidate.
Blum's challenger is Democrat Monica Vernon. She says part of her campaign focus has been on party unity.
My opponent, the man that they elected, went right in to Congress and joined the Freedom Caucus, which is the Tea Party, which is a piece of the Republican Party that isn't getting along with another piece of the Republican Party. So they're fighting among themselves. And I think the last thing you want to do is go and throw a wingding there, as opposed to going in to work with everyone.
Professor Larimer says for Monica Vernon to be elected, there's work to be done to generate some excitement.
Her challenge is to find those voters who normally vote in a presidential race and make sure that they understand and are excited about voting, not just for the presidency, but also that they recognize the importance of voting for a congressional district race.
Larimer says unlike other election years, there's been very few voter preference polls conducted on the state level.
It would be nice to get some sort of indication of what's going on at the congressional level, because generally, you know, congressional races get sort of consumed by presidential races. But it'd be nice to see what's going on within the first district, how much, you know, the differences between the candidates, what voters see as the differences between candidates, what the extent to which they're able to pay attention to the differences between candidates. Because, again, a lot of this is lost in all the attention on Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
One poll that was recently released by Loras College in Dubuque shows Rod Blum leading Monica Vernon 45% to 38% among likely voters. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.